The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
That's right. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Chase, how do people get this live stream? Because Stephanie's actually going to be doing some advertisements real quick here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll let him tell you first how to do it, and then I'll show you what I'm going to do.
Well, when you become a son or daughter of Liberty, or actually, even if you're not a son or daughter of Liberty and you want to just check it out for yourself, if you go on our homepage, we have a nice little button that says Watch Live. You can click on there, and you can donate a one-time $5 donation to watch the live stream for the day, watch some videos on demand from the past couple shows. You can see a week's worth of shows up there. And then if that's some impetus for you to become a son or daughter of Liberty. I was thinking of another word, but I couldn't think of it.
You go.
I read stuff.
Hey, I don't appreciate you trying to make your light a lot brighter than mine. Just quit right now.
Scarcity brings value, right? Yeah. My little two jabs in there, and then I'm done. But
I screwed up a word earlier, so I have really no room to talk.
What's the word?
Impetus.
Impetus. What does that mean?
Well, that
it's like incentive, kind of, but it's like a cause. I can Google it if you want.
That's it. You got to whip out the Webster's 1828 on that. But this is what I did want to highlight, because our feature of the week is becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And you can join our Army for Christ and become a son or daughter of Liberty. And what it is, it's a monthly sponsorship program. And it really has proven to be an answer to prayer for many. This program allows true Christian patriots to sow into a church that's constantly doing, as we've been talking about here today, and we always talk about, instead of sitting in the church pews.
Amen.
It's time to pick up your sword or take off the
uniform. I want to say this, too, just to make it clear, okay? We don't do the works to get saved, friends. We do the works because we've been saved.
And we are saved. Amen. Amen. That's awesome. And now I want to talk a little about the benefit packages.
Well, don't you think Liz should be a part of this?
Well, Liz, yeah. Liz, you can be a part of this. I'm out. For those
of
you...
Well, you can't be like a deer looking at headlights on the radio. You've got to come up here full boldness. Let's see. Here she comes.
She's walking over to the mic,
folks. You should be playing music right now, Chase. All right. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Applause. That works.
Wow. I never got that.
How come we didn't get the applause? But then his wife comes out, and sure enough, she gets applause.
I don't appreciate this partiality here.
This is crazy.
All right. Anyways. Okay. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Hi, Lizard.
Hello.
Hi. Okay. So you guys are going to go ahead and kick this off to our listeners real quick.
I'm going to put this out here. For those of you who are live streaming, if you're not live streaming right now, go to what's the button called? Watch Live?
Watch Live.
Watch Live. So go to the live button. Okay, I'm looking at I'm holding up our new sons.
Lizard actually designed them. We picked them up yesterday.
I'm lining up. It's right in front
of
the camera right now.
I want one. As a matter of fact, I want wallpaper in this room of both.
I hope I'm getting
all three walls here. I want wallpaper of that.
But this is awesome. The benefit package includes a new sponsor certificate. And right in front of your face right now, if you're live streaming, go to the button that says Watch Live. And you can see them right now. I'm flashing it in front of the camera, which is our new certificates, which look beautiful.
Gorgeous.
They're the best certificates. I'm not just saying that because they're ours.
No, I know.
They're the best certificates that I have ever seen.
Hey, Chase, let's be transparent here for a moment. Just hang on a second, Lizard. How often do I reiterate the fact that we are representing? We do nothing here second rate because that's what people expect.
Every day.
Okay, and there's a reason for that, because we know that unless our righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. Folks, in other words, what we're saying, we're as sick of the compromise as you are.
Mm-hmm.
We're not representing that way. We're doing what we're commanded to do out of love. And the bottom line is we want you to see Christ. We don't want to get in the way. And the way to do that is to exceed yourselves. Okay, Lord, this is all I've got. You're going to have to do the rest. It reminds me of Secretariat. Great analogy. And this comes back to me right now. Remember Secretariat?
Yes.
There was, go ahead and lay out the story, but how there was a guy that owned a horse, and he kept capping on Secretariat and said, he's going to wipe him up on the track, so on and so forth. And what happened, folks, is Secretariat took the lead right off the bat, went around the final stretch. Now, listen to this. It was as if Secretary was saying to its owner, listen, okay, now I've won your race here. Now let me show you what I can do. That's what the Holy Ghost does. He comes in and says, okay, you've done all that you can do. Now let me show you what I can do. Amen. I'm getting a witness right now. Okay? And saying that, Secretariat beat that other horse in an unprecedented amount of space. What was it? 26?
I'm looking it up right now. 26, something like that.
Well, you're supposed to know this stuff.
No, I didn't like study out exactly how many lengths. So what it was is it was War Admiral, I believe the name horse was, that he was going against.
No, it wasn't War Admiral. Wasn't that Seabiscuit?
I think
War Admiral was Seabiscuit. Am I right or am I wrong? I think I'm right.
Okay, hold on.
You're at the wrong races here, Steph.
Okay, that's true. Seabiscuit goes with War Admiral. I'm looking it up right now.
Slow down a second. Just say it. I stand corrected.
Oh, I stand corrected. Hold on.
Duly rebuked. Just go ahead and say it.
Duly rebuked.
Okay, I just want to make sure. All right.
Okay.
So it was War Admiral that was beat by Seabiscuit.
That's right.
Okay, now we're over to Secretariat, who just wiped up his opposition that just kept capping on him over and over and over and again. And until they got on that track, what Secretariat did was absolutely unnatural and totally spiritual. And there's even a witness upon it. Go ahead.
Yeah, there definitely
what
is.
What was the horse?
It's pulling up right now, actually. But it was on June 8th. Secretariat won the Triple Crown. And basically, I believe...
But this was just a race between two horses.
Mm-hmm.
Just like War Admiral and Seabiscuit back in the day. Okay?
Yeah. And this one right here, it doesn't say exactly the name of the horse, but it says on June 9th, in 1973, Secretariat won the Belmont Stakes by 31 lengths.
Wow. Well, I thought it was 26. Whoa.
Oh, whoa. We're all standing correct over here.
Oh, whoa.
That's why proving again we don't know everything. That's why we have to do our homework. But on June 9th, what's so special
about
June 9th?
You know what I'd be doing right now if I was Chase? I'd have a horse hissing.
That's true.
That's what I'd have him do. I mean, I almost feel like singing Mr. Ed right now. A horse is a horse, of course. And no one can talk to a horse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Chase, you're supposed to be a part of...
I got some goats. I don't have any horses.
We don't want any Nevian goats in heat. That's not what we're looking for here.
I'll try to find some horse stuff for next time.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, here's the deal. As Secretariat won by 31 lengths, becoming the first horse in 25 years to win the Triple Crown. Now, this is interesting because that much of a distance.
But Stephanie, that's not what we're looking for. It was a two-horse race.
Yep.
And it was between Secretariat, and I believe it was a foreign dude. He just didn't know when to zip it up.
Okay, you keep talking, I'm looking.
I'm trying to do my best right now. Go ahead.
I think it was Sham. Sham, something Sham.
That might be right.
Yeah, and you're right.
Who said that? Who said that? Sam did? Was it Sham?
Yeah, I think the horse that he beat, he was between a Sham and Secretariat just smoked him.
Oh, he smoked him. He smoked them. I mean, to say the least, he smoked them. But anyways, okay, we'll go on. The point is made.
Yeah, and basically, and since that
that's
time,
what the Lord does.
Yep.
Okay, you've done what you can do. Now let me show you what I can do. I mean, we have so many recorded historical facts on what God does through men. It's like what John Quincy Adams said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. That's exactly right, but the Lord needs your back up against the wall so he can intervene to show you what only he can show you, and it is always miraculous. Amen.
It's definitely miraculous.
I'm having a little fun, but amen.
That's exactly right. And so what we do with this program, going back to becoming a son or daughter of liberty, is every program has a benefit package. You get a new sponsor certificate, testimony of Bradley Dean, a booklet, or a comic book form, free access to all of our events. Daily, you can see our live stream as we're talking about via webcast, and you'll also get 25% off the product of the week every week.
Amen.
But more than that, it's an opportunity for people to sow into a church that's really doing something about the problems that we see and not talking about them.
Well, let's write a final chapter to the book of Acts, friends. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to come back. Is the sun to blame for darkness? Absolutely not.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail. Where there is pains, to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country, bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747.
And we just have to say, clear it for the record, the producers looked it up. The horse that Secretariat ran against and beat, the horse's name was Sham.
Yeah, Sam was right.
Yeah, Sam I Am was the, right. It is Sham.
The 10-year-old was right. Boy, did you step in.
Look at that. Yeah. It just shows you that, you know, a child is the model of heaven. He knew the way better than
Buggy was
did.
Pretty much towards the top, Sam was.
That's right.
He knew what was going
Sam
on. He knew
wide.
What he was talking about.
I love it.
Wasn't saying words he couldn't define.
I know. That's yeah. it. I think Sam needs to be on the radio.
Bishop Hall said this. Do you desire the grace of the Spirit? Go to your Lord's anointing. He said, do you seek holiness? Go to his example. Do you desire pardon of sin? Look to his blood. Do you need mortification of sin? Look to his crucifixion. Bishop Hall said, do you need to be buried to the world? Go to his tomb. Do you want to feel the fullness of heavenly life? Behold his resurrection. Would you rise above the world? Mark his ascension. Would you contemplate heavenly things? Remember his sitting at the right hand of God and know what he has raised up together and made us to sit together in the heavenly places is the answer. Boy, this is just great stuff. These are old time preachers, man, that walked with God, and you can sense and bear witness of their gospel. Their walk with God.
Yeah, it's amazing how many good things they say.
Folks, blaming God for all of the evils in this world is like blaming the sun for all of the darkness. Now, I was talking at one point about how blaming God for all of the evils in this world is like blaming the sun for darkness again. In other words, God is blamed for the evils in this world rather than the good that he does and that he gave and still gives through his son Jesus Christ, John 3:16, and that he continues to give through his mercy on a daily basis, Psalm 103. Now, we need to understand that blaming God for darkness is like blaming the sun. I'm sorry, for the evils of the world is like blaming the sun for all of the darkness. There's a story told of a man in a London airport who decided to purchase some English butter cookies. He opened the small tin, took out one, then placed the tin at his feet. And after waiting for his flight for some time, a middle-aged woman smiled politely and sat next to him. Now, to his astonishment, without a word of permission, she reached down, took a cookie out of the tin, and ate it. He couldn't believe what this complete stranger had just done. Suspecting that it may be a local custom, he smiled awkwardly and took a second cookie himself. She then took a third. Then she took the very last cookie, looked at him, broke it in half, and offered it to him. The audacity of this woman. Different words such as impudent, rude, brazen, and presumptuous flashed through his mind. Now, as he was about to express his thoughts, he bent down and saw that his identical tin of cookies was still at his feet. And in an instant, he realized that he had been the brazen, rude, and impudent person. He had been eating the cookies of a complete stranger. He also realized how her response to his actions had in truth been very gracious. You know, kind of like dissecting, kind of filleting the soul a little bit to go in a little bit deeper. Let's go to the pith and the marrow, the heart of the issue at times. I like going there. There was two boys, one bad, one good, that said, let's go break some windows. And the good boy said to the little bad boy that wanted to break the windows, who came up with the idea that contrived this little scheme, he said, I don't want to break windows. The bad boy said to the good boy, he said, well, every time you do something wrong, your dad is always gracious and merciful with you in the way that he deals with you. And the good boy said to the bad boy, he said, that's why I don't want to break any windows. You know, oftentimes we're so busy blaming God for the very things that we do, when in fact, when we look at how he's dealt with us, we have no reason in the world to pick up rocks and throw them or to spit towards heaven. We have every reason in the world to actually sit down on our knees and thank God for his mercifulness, because he is a merciful and a loving God. He may be God to the world, friends, but he's daddy to me. And that's where you have to put yourself in a position where he's no longer just God and you worry about what he's going to do on that final day on Judgment Day. No. A famous preacher one time said this, the only thing saving you from the wrath of God is Jesus Christ. Are you in his son? Because if you are, you understand exactly why you can call him Abba Father, Daddy, Romans 8, right? Now, folks, going back to my analogy here, it's interesting that when you look a little deeper at the plight that man has put himself in, you will find that it is man and sin man chooses to commit, which are responsible for the evils in this world, not God. Scripturally, go to James 1:12. See, because man not following the rule of God's government is the very reason evil exists in the world. It always has been and it always will be. I want to go back to this point too. This is what we combat more than anything in ministry. It's the professed church that relays the message falsely, ignorantly, and might I add, stupidly, to the people that if you obey God's government, that's legalism. Folks, that is about the most backward. So when I obey the laws of my land and my government, do I hate my government or do I love my government? I love my government. That's why I magnify the laws against those that violate the laws of our constitutional republic, not the other way around. And yet you have people out there stupid enough to believe that when I'm making reference to the constitutional law, the enumerated laws, that I'm a rebel. Or you're a little radical. I'm a little radical for obeying the laws. Isn't it you complaining about what government is illegally doing right now, some in government? Okay, so for me to confront those that are violating their oath, that makes me a rebel? And it makes them what? What does it make those in government that break the law? Their government, you're supposed to respect them at all costs. No. I am respecting government by calling them out for their crimes.
Yeah, it depends on who you're talking to. If you look at King George was calling the founding forefathers ill-designing men.
Yeah, well, terrorists.
A tyrant can call someone who's truly following what they're supposed to be doing a rebel when they themselves are the rebel. So it depends on who you're talking to or who's saying what they're saying. A lawless person can say, oh, you're the rebel because you're not obeying my lawlessness.
I think they're spiritually retarded.
It comes
down to common sense.
Of course it does.
Right. I mean, what would you think if a cop pulled you over and you looked at him and said, hey, you know what, I just don't feel like obeying the laws of the land anymore, and the cop gives me a ticket. Is that cop, is he a rebel?
No.
Well, neither am I. I'm the one obeying the laws here, friends, and I'm calling out men that violate those laws because, again, going back to the natural, too many men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify that Constitution. I ain't rolling over in the face of tyranny. It's just that simple. And going to the spiritual, when we see that the price of our redemption is through the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm not just going to roll over and say, oh, that's okay, go ahead and do whatever you're going to want to do. And by the way, for me to actually stand and correct those in the professed church and call them out for what they leave undone, that's love. See, because correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. And because I love, I'm not going to let the error go uncorrected. So, going back to my point again, there are so many wars within and without that could simply be prevented if man would subject himself to the meek King of Glory. And yet, because man rebels against God, wars continue and man has the audacity to blame God. How does that work? How does that work? We see this all the time. You see people, when I post stuff on Bradley Dean on Facebook or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, when I post Christian comments, it's always one or two. Sometimes there's hundreds of responses. But the one or two fools in there that will say, you know, religion's responsible for all the wars. No, it's not. God is not to be blamed for all the wars. He's the one that said in Judges 5:8 that when you allow other gods inside of the gate, he said there's going to be war within the gate. God is the one that said that there is only one mediator between man and God, and his name is Jesus Christ. When you go outside of who Christ is and you fall away from the walk concerning Christ, that's what creates wars.
Yeah,
thou shalt have no other gods before me. You go out and have other gods and you blame
right.
God for wars? Folks, God said thou shalt not kill. Man kills.
That's right.
I was like, what are you saying?
Yeah,
he said just the opposite.
Yeah, he said, the Lord said, if at all possible, live peaceably with all men. And he gave those commandments because he loves. And it's because people don't obey the commandments
right.
that we have war.
That's right. So what I want to do is I want to go through the Ten Commandments. Again, friends, speaking in the natural, we understand why everybody in America is complaining about man's 10,000 policies through corruption in government again. Thousands upon thousands of policies are thrown on the American people to enslave you on a weekly basis. Why is that happening? Because you, friends, really it comes down to this, you simply will not return to God's Ten Commandments. It's either God's Ten Commandments or it's man's 10,000. It's either God or it's tyrants. There is no in between. There's no gray area.
Mm-hmm.
Can't find it, friends. It's just not there. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. And I'm going to go through these commandments, and then I'm going to ask you a question. At any time, if you'd like to be a part of the show, give us a call. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Check out our Facebook as well, friends. Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. That was a horse.
That was a horse?
Yeah, I mean, here, how long does it take you to grab a horse?
I mean, you're mocking me right now. Yeah,
you know,
I could do a horse.
You said that was a bad horse.
Impersonation, but I just embarrass myself far too much than I feel
let's
the
see.
Need.
Let's hear and see.
Okay, well, I'm going to get embarrassed and made fun of, and it's just not going to be good for me. I think we should just get...
It's either this I laugh at, or I'm going to find something else anyway.
Okay. Me! That was pretty good.
Let's get
like
back.
I said,
let's
I wanted
to
make sure we
here.
Get the actual clip of the horse. It's probably going to be better
Stephanie,
than my first
do me a favor. Don't ever shame me. Publicly
hey,
again,
you're the one
please.
Who wanted to hear the impersonation. You got it.
I can't believe you actually did it.
I know. I'm taking a step out, huh?
You're cutting up the rug.
Well, you know, I do have to say, and maybe we can get a call in on this, 1-866-233-0747. Which impersonation was better? Was Bradley's better or was my? I thought mine
smoked. See, there's a big
yours.
Difference, though. I mocked myself. You defended yours.
No. I went and stepped out. And did
what are you
this beautiful,
say, goat? I went out and goat?
Beautiful horse impersonation. It's so close to the real deal. People probably thought we had a horse right here in the studio.
William Booth said this, the founder of the Salvation Army. Again, friends, even going to the modern-day Salvation Army, I'm the first one to high-five that organization. I mean, these guys were the real deal, William and Catherine Booth were. But what you see today, friends, is shameful. I mean, they have depleted Christ out of everything publicly. They're out on the streets now asking for money. You don't see anything with Christ or God. We've talked to these people that are ringing the bells. Do you know who William Booth is? Catherine Booth? Have no idea. We'll track him. We'll bring him through the Ten Commandments. They had no idea.
Yeah.
They're just getting paid to do business as usual. Well, let me tell you something. That's not what the founders established. William and Catherine Booth, they used to go into bars and preach. They used to go after child traffickers in England. they were the real deal. They did not move, budge, or capitulate in any sense of the word. They established the kingdom of heaven on earth as it is in heaven, and God did through their efforts and purposes exactly what he, you know, set out to do.
Yeah.
In every sense, and I'm talking about the Lord through William, and William yielded himself to do just that. But it was William Booth that said this. He said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century, our century, friends, will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell." This is also the guy that said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present.
And how much changing did he do? I mean, they got it so right, too. The fact they called it the Salvation Army, it was a militant host. It was a host that was disciplined, an army of Christ, to go out and seek and save that which is lost. And they talk about doing and practicing what they preached. They did it.
They did it. Yeah, you know, interestingly enough, you just kind of sparked something up. Remember what George Washington said of an army. He said, the soul of an army is discipline.
Yum.
And friends, when you look at Christianity, it is discipline from A to Z. It's really true what I'm trying to think of the Chicago preacher D.L. Moody said. If the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. Well, it's true. It's the will of the Spirit, friends, not the will of the flesh. Let's go. Speaking of the commandment, that law which is holy, the commandment, holy, just, and good. When we go through the Ten Commandments, just make these applicable unto yourself. Listen carefully. Number one is, thou shalt have no other gods, Exodus 20. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. The question I want to ask you, friends, is, do you serve other gods? Because if your heart is given over unto anything in whole outside of who Christ is, it's idolatry. And I believe it was the Prince of Preachers that rightly said, he said, if you love anything more than God, he said, God will kill it. He's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know Christ, who fulfilled the law, he is the mediator between man and God. There is none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Jesus Christ. Number two is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. Friends, do you serve a God that overlooks lying, stealing, adultery, whatever the case might be? Because if you do, I want to let you know that your God does not exist. He's a figment of your imagination. Number three is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That means, friends, in essence, do you practice what you preach? Because if you say and do not, you need to understand that preachers will be tested and tried by what they preach. They always are. And by the way, there is no witness on the witness on the words of the preacher if that preacher is not dead to self and alive to Christ, which is the very gift of prophecy. It's the testimony of Jesus Christ in the book of Revelations. Number four is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Friends, do you honor God by giving your heart to him and your hand to man? Because the Sabbath day isn't a day where you sit around, watch the football game, a bunch of full-grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball, drinking booze, and calling the old lady to bring a bag of potato chips or a six-pack of Twinkies to you on the couch. And I'm not trying to be funny. Offsetting that in parallel, friends, is really what you see today. And it's pathetic. It really is. But do you honor God by giving your heart to him and your hand to man? That is the true meaning of the Sabbath. Not servile. Not works done for self, but for mankind. That is the true heart, pith, and marrow of the Sabbath day. Number five is, honor your father and your mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So the question I have for you is, do you hold your parents in high esteem according to the walk you see Christ walk? I like to tell young people, well, what if my parents are boozers and drug dealers, so on and so forth? I say, you honor them so far as they honor God. Number six is, thou shalt not kill. Well, friends, are you angry with your brother without a cause? Because in Matthew 5, Jesus said, even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, he said, you're in danger of the judgment. I also want you to keep in mind, we need to keep this in context, because one of the things people think, they just need to forgive everybody for everything they do. We need to keep in again, scriptural context, that the fact is, you forgive those that are repentant 7 times 70. Listen to what I said. You forgive those that repent, You forgive them 7 times 70. In other words, when they repent for something they did wrong, yes, you forgive. Well, what happens if they're not sorry for what they did? Well, then how can you forgive them? How can you show them mercy when they don't even realize that they've done anything wrong? Well, you have to teach them they did something wrong, right? Well, how do you do that? You school them. You give them a knowledge. You give them an education. So in other words, for an example, someone comes and steals from me, and I'm going to turn around and forgive them for stealing from me when they themselves are not sorry, and they want to come back in and be a part of my life, or they lie to me? No. When you are sorry for lying, stealing, so on and so forth, I'll tell you what, then you're going to find my forgiveness, but not until then. But I'm also not going to hold it on myself for what you've done wrong. No, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. You can have that. Because I'm not taking that.
Right.
I'm not guilty of your violation, but I want to let you know I'm not going to tolerate your violation. And again, when you're sorry for what you've done, I'll be the first one there to help you out. It's just how it works and to forgive you. Number 7 is thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said even if you look at a woman to lust after her, guy or girl, you've already committed the adultery with her in your heart. Well, again, friends, don't look at Bradley Dean and say, well, have you never done that before? Again, friends, I'm not the standard. Jesus Christ is. Read Matthew 5. Number 8 is thou shalt not steal. Have you ever stolen something great or small, namely of value? Because it doesn't matter. When you ask a little boy what's the difference between robbing a bank and stealing that money on the table, which is, let's say it's 5 pennies.
Mm-hmm.
A little kid's going to say, stealing is stealing, Dad. Of course it is. There's no distinction other than the fact of value, but stealing is stealing in the sight of God.
Because your heart behind it.
That's exactly right.
It doesn't
right.
matter the amount you steal. It matters that your heart is wrong.
So, number 9 is thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness unto thy neighbor. So, friends, again, I ask you the question, have you ever told a lie before? How many lies do you need to actually tell before you're guilty of lying? What, 10 and a bell goes off? No. The first time you're a liar. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Number 10 is, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ass, nor his ox, nor anything that is your neighbor's. You're not to covet after. And what does coveting mean? It means that you desire to have what doesn't belong unto you. So the question I ask again, friends, is, have you ever lusted after something that doesn't belong to you? Read Exodus 20 in whole when you get a moment. Now, when I read all of those, I can find that I am guilty as hell, literally. Every single one of them, I'm guilty. And see, what that law does is it gives me a knowledge of the fact that I have violated God's government, his moral government, which drives me to Jesus Christ, where I put my faith in Christ through repentance, and it's a work of the Holy Ghost, friends. And I put my faith in Jesus Christ, and I continually follow his ways.
I'm going to give you the scriptural reference to that. It's Galatians 3:24. It says, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. The law does not help you. It leaves you helpless before God. It shows you your spots, shows you your sin, so you see your need for a Savior.
Go over to 1 Timothy, please, 1:9 as well. Let's go to the natural real quick while Steph's picking that up. All miseries... Speaking of blaming God for evil, is like blaming the sun for darkness, right? It's just not that way. It's just exactly the opposite. Going to the natural, Noah Webster said this. He said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, listen carefully, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. So, have you despised or neglected God's holy laws and precepts contained in the Bible? Because therein lies the evil that prevails only if you allow it. Romans 7:14 through 25. So, before blaming God, a merciful God, might I add, for the darkness that man is responsible for, we might want to take a step back and actually realize that it was God the Father that gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross for man's violation towards God's holy law, John 3:16, in order to establish the light. And what was the cost? The blood of Jesus Christ, which washes away our sins. I love it, folks. Going to come back, final segment. Stick to topic. We've had some phone calls, friends. You got to stick to topic. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a Project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Again, folks, if you stick to the topic, we'll pull you up, but we're not just going to pull you up and get us, you know, it's going to get the conversation way over in the left field there. We want to stay on topic, especially with what we're talking about today. What was 1 Timothy?
1 Timothy 1:9 says, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient.
Wait. The New Testament...
That's right.
Talks of the use of the law. Of course it does.
Yes.
Because it's Paul preaching to the Gentiles like us.
That's exactly
right. So we have an understanding of what the Jews knew, namely of Christ, who is the preacher of the circumcision, Romans 15:8.
That's right. So, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners... The law is made for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers. For liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine.
That means without error.
That's right.
Yes.
So, of course, the law is there for us to use. And
it's the standard to live by, friends, and it causes you to understand security and peace. As a matter of fact, going back to the Declaration of Independence, you go, then I'll go.
Okay, what I was going to say is it's interesting to note that the Bible says that knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient. Because the Bible also talks about how the law is your schoolmaster to bring you unto Christ, that you might be justified by faith. Well, you're under that schoolmaster until it becomes in your heart. And when your heart is converted, you no longer obey that law because you have to or because you dread it, but you obey that law because you love Christ and you see his sacrifice.
Oh,
you're no longer under a schoolmaster saying, you better not steal,
It never is that way,
right?
Because people, that's where people are foolish about this. It's, wait a second, when I see the sacrifice on the behalf of me personally,
mm-hmm.
as to why God sent his son, keep in mind that twofold. God hates sin so much, look to the cross of Christ. God loves mankind so much, look to the cross of Jesus Christ to reconcile him. It's called the at-one-ment, the atonement,
mm-hmm.
right? When I see Christ dying for my sins, and it was God the Father that sent him for me, how would you have to tell me what I was supposed to do? I now want to
do. That's right, because your heart's converted.
Totally.
So there's, it's very different. Then you become a son, as the Bible talks about, not bastards, but sons, because you're a son of God.
Here in his love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent his son, Jesus Christ, to be a propitiation, a sacrifice for our sins. That is the pearl to the church.
That's right.
Christ crucified.
And then you magnify that law and make it honorable. And you, King David said, oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. He didn't say, oh, I hate it, it just condemns me. He says, no, this law, when it's
obeyed.
And Paul
obeyed, magnified it as well.
Yeah, when it's obeyed out of love, because you see the sacrifice, it keeps me in line. It's just like when you're driving down the road, when you're obeying the speed limit signs and you're staying within the lines, you have liberty.
Okay,
when you're obeying that law, you have liberty.
Okay, we got to go back to a real life scenario again, because therein lies the power of our message. Just recently, we were watching, I must have watched this, Lone Survivor, probably 15 or 16 times now. And there was the battle scene. Now, I don't know how far you want me to go with this, but the fact of the matter is, while we were sitting there watching this, well, four of our guys, if you have not seen the movie Lone Survivor, it was four of our guys that were called, Navy SEALs, called to do some reconnaissance in Afghanistan. Well, they were ambushed. I believe it was a setup from A to Z, personally. Matter of fact, I know I'm right in many cases. But in saying that, well, our guys were getting shot. And one person was sitting on the couch with her hands in her face. They were on her face. She didn't want to see it. And there was another individual looking at our guys getting shot up, which isn't easy for anybody to see. And what was said, my little boys were there as well. What was said was, this shouldn't be shown to anybody. We shouldn't be watching this. And instantaneously, my boys looked at me, and I looked over at the person that said that, and I said, no, the problem with America is they need to look at this.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And that's why the preachers of old, the Puritan preachers, used to study the five wounds of Christ, so you can understand the price of redemption. He was marred more than any man, Christ was on the cross, friends. And when we look at the price of freedom, constitutional, unconstitutional, our boys are still doing what they're called to do by magnifying the Constitution of the United States of America. If you've got a problem with that, then you should have stopped Congress from sending them in the first place.
That's right.
Okay? But the point is the problem with America is they don't look at it. It's the
That's
same
right.
thing.
I feel
it's the
same,
same thing with infanticide. It's abortion.
Yep.
Oh, I can't see that. No, you're responsible for it.
That's the three main things it reminds me of when you're showing the price paid for our liberties. Although it's painful to see, you need to see it so you can fight to maintain our liberties, because you see the awful sacrifice that it takes to have our liberties.
Totally.
Same thing when you're talking about the passion of the Christ.
Why would you teach someone to turn away from that?
But if you don't see it, and if you can't look at it in your eyes and face-to-face with it, you're never going to fight for it. You're never going to see, oh my gosh,
you know, but
we have to magnify the Constitution. Look at the sacrifice.
Isn't it interesting, those that lost their sons and daughters magnifying the Constitution of the United States, they want the American people to realize the sacrifice of them young people that are dying for the freedoms that they have.
Yep.
Why is it that the parents that lost their children, they want America to see the price?
Yeah, this is the...
That's the answer to America's dilemma, by the way.
So that way their son or their daughter did not die in vain, because people see the awful price of freedom, and now they're going to live for what their son or their daughter died for. Same thing when you go to the Passion of the Christ. many Christians said, oh, I just didn't want to see it. I couldn't look at it.
Give me a break.
For your redemption when you look at that. Or even infanticide, as you're talking about abortion, people say, oh, I can't look at those pictures. You need to look at those pictures because thousands of babies a day are being murdered in their mother's wombs. You need to see the price. You can do something about it and not just have this imagination. Oh, yeah, I know it's out there. No. When you see it, it's a whole new story.
I think that's the distinction between a converted man and an unconverted man. Because if you haven't been to the cross of Christ, then how do you preach Christ crucified, which is the power of God unto salvation in the first place?
That's right.
Come on. Don't shout me down.
That's right.
Let's go to the natural. Talking about the law and the security of the law. By the way, if there was no reference of God's moral law, then why did we snuff out Adolf Hitler? Why does America snuff out crime?
He wasn't doing anything wrong if there
was no
law.
How does a judge have a job without reference to God's moral law?
Mm-hmm.
How does a politician actually, or a legislator, actually have any authority if there's no reference to God's moral law?
There's no right and wrong. How do you know the difference?
I know that there's a lot of stupid people that listen to me. And they keep trying to justify themselves in their lawlessness and in their gospel. And the only reason they do that, friends, is because it's idolatry. They love their sin more than they love the Christ. That's the only thing, the only argument against the Bible, my friends, is an unholy lifestyle. That's it, okay? But let me go back to the natural. Declaration of Independence. Listen to this. That when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right that God gave them of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and their happiness. Well, what did he say before that? Well, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. What is the reference to equality? Law, God's moral law, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable, untransferable rights, friends, that God gave you, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That's right.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I hope your feet are upon the rock a little bit more than they were yesterday, my friends. I truly do. Because, again, as we started off the show, we have the right. We have the right, friends, to right the wrongs. We have the power to right the wrongs. We still have it. So let's stand up and win our nation back, and let's come together in doing that. We love you by what we do, friends. 1 John 3:18.
I know that a lot of you who are listening are saying, listen to the Sons of Liberty is like me going to church. It's the things that I don't hear in church and the things that I wish pastors would preach across this nation. And you really are getting spiritually fed. And that's what we want to do is feed the sheep, of course. Oh, wow, this is really distracting.
I can't help myself.
Okay, all right. Well, for those you say, listen, I want to get behind what you guys are doing. I want to support and feel good about where I'm placing my financial support. And I do have to say this.
For those of you, sister.
I get a big amen going here, but for those of you who do already support the Sons of Liberty, we appreciate your support sincerely so much because we know that you are giving of everything you have. So please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the donate button, scroll down, become a son or daughter of liberty, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Sam wants to give it a shake, talking about the horse secretary, so on and so forth. Let's hear it.
Okay, hang on.
You got seconds. That is awesome. That was my 10-year-old. Do that again.
Oh, that sounded so
that
much
was
better than mine.
Do that again. Wow. Do it again, Sam.
Hang on 1 second. I got to clear
my
voice.
Okay. Incredible.
Sam.
I knew he was head and shoulders above the rest of them.
I just proved it.
Folks, that's my boy.
That's right.
That's my boy. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie. Sam, we got Chase Affordy, and we also got the Lizard with us today.
That's right.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk at you real quick here. Have an awesome weekend, friends. See ya.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.